104.3 FM University Radio Network presents The Good Morning Wake Up Show, a radio show for the English-speaking community in Puerto Vallarta and Banderas Bay, with your host, Michael Nolan. Welcome.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, here on University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM. Want to say, first of all, thank you very much for tuning in today. If you have friends and family that you think might like to hear some of the information that's on the show and the music, give them a call, send them an email, tell them they can go to our university website, which is www.cuc.udg.mx. Click on the little radio tab and they can listen to the show via internet live from anywhere in the, around the world. Hey, I want to say good morning to everybody. Today is Saturday, October 12th. Only about 75 days till Christmas. And we've had a busy week here at the university. We had a really successful book fair for the last 3 days, had about 30 different booths set up with all types of books from international authors and some very special Mexican authors. Some of them were here to sign and read a little bit of their books, so it was a very, very exciting affair. So it was a great event, and I hope you had a chance to take part of it. Right now, I want to say something very important. Today, we were supposed to be having a dog and cat spayed and neutering program here on campus. It was going to go from 8 till about 2 o'clock. They were going to have some of the veterinarians from around town spayed and neutering dogs to help control the population of stray animals here in the Bay of Banderas. But it also coincided, we had, today is the University of Guadalajara birthday. And the campus is actually closed today. All the campuses in Guadalajara are closed, so what I'm saying is the program for the spay neutering was canceled. It was kind of a crossways in information. We had commercials on the radio saying we were going to have the program, but then it was canceled, and I don't know if anybody ever said it was canceled, but I know when I got here at 7:30 this morning, there were about 20 people with their cats and dogs. I apologized to them because they had taken the time to get up, come all the way over here to get their cat and dog spayed or neutered. And there was nobody here to do that. So I want to apologize to those people. And I want to advise anybody else that was interested in bringing their cat or dog over here to the campus today to have the vets look at them. It was also a healthy program. If you had cats and dogs that were already spayed and neutered or you didn't want that done, they could check out the cats and dogs and make sure they were healthy and this, that, and the other. So anyway, the program's canceled. If you're planning to come today, don't come. We'll announce it again, I guess, during the week when the program's going to be. Now, I'm going to have my producer and engineer, Jonathan, say what I just said in Spanish, so everybody that's listening to the show today will understand not to bring their cats and dogs over. So, Jonathan, if you can jump in, please do. Well, Jonathan's having trouble with his microphone. He's going to come in here and do that, I think. But, hey, I want to congratulate. We had two girl students that participated in an international tennis event for children or people under 19 years old. And they played Spain in the finals and they won. So congratulations to those two students that did that. Very, very proud of them and send our best to them. Jonathan, are you checked in now?
Yes.
Okay, would you please say everything about the cat neutering program in Spanish for me?
Okay. Bien, lo que comentaba Michael es que se suponía, hoy estaba contemplado una campaña de esterilización que terminaba el día de hoy para perros y gatos, pero como es el aniversario de la Universidad de Guadalajara, todos los campus de la red, tanto preparatorias como universidades, están cerrados el día de hoy, no laboran. Por lo tanto, estaremos pendientes de cualquier información acerca de una reprogramación del día de hoy o qué va a pasar con esta campaña que terminaba el día de hoy. Así que una disculpa a los que se presentaron o ya vienen en camino hacia el Centro Universitario de la Costa. El día de hoy parece ser no habrá campaña de esterilización, dado que el Centro Universitario de la Costa no está laborando.
Okay, Jonathan, thank you very much. While I'm thinking about Jonathan, I want to say thank you very much to him. He comes in every Saturday and produces and engineers the show. And also, during the week, he edits different interviews that I do. Speaking of interviews, I have a very, very important one that's going to be played today. It's with some of the officials of the United States government that were over here this week for some meetings. And I have some very, very important information. So if you are an American citizen, please stay tuned. We're going to start that interview here in just a couple minutes. And if you're not an American citizen, but you're interested in some of the things that are going on, please stay tuned. Hey, I want to congratulate, like I said, the two girls again. I skimmed over that really quick because I was waiting for Jonathan to fix his microphone. But we had two young girls that participated from this campus in an international tennis event, and they won. Congratulations to them. Also want to give a very special thank you and shout out to all the people that participated in flood aid. As you know, we had some very, very severe storms here in the Bay of Banderas several, a week and a half ago or so. But down south around Boca de Tomazlan and El Tuito and South Yalapa, the flooding was much, much worse. It was very devastating. And we had a food drive and provisions drive here at the campus and just collected tons and tons of stuff and took it down to them. Unfortunately, it seems like we're doing this about every 3 or 4 months for some group of people. I know last year it was up north. This year it was down south. And the weather comes, and I'll tell you what, it can be really great for watering the trees and the plants and everything, the golf courses. But it can also be very, very devastating. And it seems like downtown Puerto Vallarta gets hit pretty heavily quite often. I know a lot of people were flooded out by the Quali River several weeks ago. So anyway, I want to say thank you very, very much to all the faculty, the staff, the students' family, and everybody that participated in what I'm calling food aid for flood aid. It really, really helped a lot of people that were just devastated so much. Well, we're about out of time right now for this segment. We're going to take a break, play a little music, and like I said, we have some great interviews coming up. The Day of the Dead celebration will be here in just a couple weeks. It starts, I think, here in Puerto Vallarta on the 25th of October. We'll be running through about the 2nd of November. A lot of events all over town. I've got a very special interview about next week and the next week about an event we're going to have in Bucerías. Halloween, we've got another special event coming up at the School of the Americas of Puerto Vallarta. They always have their annual Halloween party, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And so anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on here in the Bay of Banderas, and I want you to be part of it and understand what all is happening. So we're going to take a break, play some commercials, go get your second breakfast burrito and your third cup of coffee, and wake up and call your American friends and tell them that I'm having a really, really special, important interview on today, and they need to listen to it. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Yeah.
The Good Morning Wake Up Show will be back in a few minutes.
Radio Universidad de Guadalajara en Puerto Vallarta presenta Sociedad Activa, un programa con temáticas de interés común en donde nuestra participación genera cambios. Elección, diversidad, solidaridad, formando juntos ciudadanos socialmente responsables. Lunes 5 de la tarde por el 104.3 de FM. Sociedad Activa.
Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake Up Show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Good Morning Wake Up Show with your host, Michael Nolan, here on University of Guadalajara Radio, 104.3 FM. I am very fortunate today to have a couple of representatives from the United States Consulate in Guadalajara, Mexico. First of all, Matt Steele and Liz Grayson.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
They were here this morning for a very special event that was basically attended by Mexican citizens learning how to get visas, no security, get passports, and different things like that. They have decided to take the opportunity, and I'm very appreciative that they did, to speak out to the English listening audience that hears this show each week, the American citizens, and talk about some things that are going on with the American government that you may be interested in. So, again, thank you very much for taking your time to be on the Good Morning Wake Up Show. And, Matt, if you don't mind, Liz, I'll just open it up to you and let you explain the information, changes, things that you want information out to the English-speaking community.
All right, let me start by talking a little bit about the routine services that we offer for U.S. citizens everywhere in Mexico. At the U.S. Consulate General in Guadalajara, well, we're very lucky we also have a consular agency here in Puerto Vallarta. Our consular agency is located in Paradise Plaza in Nueva Vallarta, and they offer all the services that I'm going to talk about that we would consider sort of routine services that U.S. citizens in this region might need. Start at birth. If a U.S. citizen has a baby overseas, they normally have the right to transmit U.S. citizenship to their babies. And we do a process called a consular report of birth abroad. Citizenship laws are a little bit complicated. It depends whether one or both parents is American, depends whether you're married or not, how the requirements are applied. But 90% of the time, if an American has a baby overseas, that baby can be an American. And you would apply for what we call a consular report of birth abroad. You can do it at any time until the baby's 18, but we really recommend that people do this sooner rather than later, to make it easier for them and for us to figure out. We do that service in Guadalajara. We also do it here in Puerto Vallarta, and that is something we would ask you to schedule an appointment in advance for. And then we recommend that all U.S. citizens, whether they're babies, elderly, have a valid U.S. passport at all times. For minor children, your passports are only valid for 5 years. Parents are adults, 16 and up, passports are valid for 10 years. So we need to keep an eye on when your passports are expiring, particularly if you remember your whole family got them at once, but then all of a sudden you realize your kids' passports might be expiring. There's no real rule, but in general, I'd recommend that you renew your passports about 6 months before they expire. A lot of countries, particularly in Europe, do require you to have 6 months validity on your passport in order to travel. Again, those services are mostly available by appointment in Puerto Vallarta or at the consulate in Guadalajara. For Americans who might be listening who are in Chapala and Ajijic, we do walk-in services the second Wednesday of every month, and we publish those on our Facebook page and on our website. Some passport renewals in Puerto Vallarta or in Guadalajara can also be done by walk-in. But all the information about when you need an appointment or not is on our website. It's important to know that for kids under 16, both parents do need to consent to them getting a U.S. passport. So if you have special circumstances, you're always welcome to ask us. If you're divorced, one parent has custody, there's only one parent on the birth certificate, or you have a more serious situation, something involving domestic violence or a custody dispute, we would ask you to just check in and we can walk you through your options.
Liz, if you don't mind, I want to interrupt you.
Please.
Clarify something. If someone's passport's getting ready to expire and they're here living full-time in Mexico, or let's say in the Bay of Banderas, we can go up to Nueva Vallarta and have the office there help us renew the passport, or do we just do it online?
No, there's no way to do a passport process online. You do need to go in person, but it's a pretty easy renewal process. We just need to see your old passport, a current picture of you, but you do need to go.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
That's largely it for routine services. We're also a notary public, so if you need a document notarized for use in the United States, you're closing on a house, you're giving power of attorney to your mom to sell your car, anything like that that you would need a notary public for use in the U.S., the consular agency in Vallarta, or again, our consulate in Guadalajara, serve as notaries public. I have to be honest, it's more expensive than in the States. Most of us know that if you go into your bank in the States, it's sometimes free, $1 or $2. We do charge $50 for every signature, notary signature, so it can get pricey if you're doing something like closing on a house.
But if you're doing, if you need it quickly, it's better than an airline ticket up to the States.
That is correct, and it's certainly, it's easy for us. We would ask you to come in with knowing what you need notarized, having your document, a copy of your ID, and that service is available for U.S. citizens and Mexican citizens. That doesn't... isn't related to nationality, it's related to the document being used in the U.S.
Okay.
So if you have a Mexican citizen spouse needs to give power of attorney to someone in the States to handle something, we would do that. One service we don't do is apostilles. So a lot of Americans may find they need their birth certificate, their marriage certificate, apostilled for use in Mexico. It's a weird word that we don't use much in English, but that people who live overseas often know. Those documents need to get that apostille, that special seal, from the state where the document was issued. So if you got married in Kansas, you'll want to get that apostille from the state of Kansas. If you're born in California, you would need that from the state of California. It is something people need to plan ahead for, because it's something you can usually do by mail, but it's going to take a couple weeks, there's going to be a fee involved. So that it's important for people to know we cannot offer that service.
Okay. Matt, what would you like to add to the conversation?
Thank you again for having us on. I think one of the things is, in a perfect world, nothing bad would ever happen to anyone, but frequently we do have some unfortunate situations occur, and those don't always happen in the during the work hour. So it's important that everyone know that we offer American citizen services 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we have a duty officer that is working all the time. So in life and death situations or just even the routine, if you're arrested or something bad happens to you or whatever and you don't know where else to go, that is an opportunity where you can contact someone at a consulate or at our consulate or here in the consular agency to talk about what kind of assistance we can give to you. So I would say I would concur with Liz that I think it's super important that people reference our website, which is mx.usembassy.gov. And you can search by consulate. We have one embassy and 9 different consulates here, and then numerous consular agencies. But you'll find all the information on all the services we offer. Frequently, people are in need of an attorney or a doctor, and they don't know where to turn. We have a list of those on our website as well for people based by Mexican state. In addition, you know, we can help you get an emergency passport if you've been if you had an issue where you've been assaulted. We can direct you to the nearest hospital, that sort of stuff. So, taking care of U.S. citizens overseas is our number one priority in the Bureau of Consular Affairs and in the State Department, and we want to ensure that we offer services to everyone, regardless of when they need them. It isn't just a 9-to-5 proposition. In addition, one other great way to stay informed is we have a program called the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program, STEP. That's something you can sign up for you know, a period if you have a family member coming down for a couple of weeks or you're going to stay here for the next 5 years. You sign up, it's a fairly painless process, and then you'll get all of our messages on various situations, whether it's a hurricane coming in or whatnot, that will be sent to you automatically via email whenever they go out from the embassy or the consulate in Mexico, depending on the severity of the situation. Obviously, you know, with hurricane season upon us, that's always a great mechanism to receive information. I've signed up myself, even though I work in the consulate, and so I routinely get emails about weather patterns and things that are coming in. But obviously, Mexico is an area that has seismic activity. There's a potential for tsunamis. There's really, you know, brush fires, any number of dangers that can occur. So the important thing is to get yourself well informed and be informed well ahead. In addition, I think it's really important. Obviously, we have a lot of U.S. citizens living here, and they have family members that want to come down and visit and or go to other parts of the country. If you go to our travel.state.gov webpage, you'll find a myriad amount of information on Mexico, the various states in Mexico, not just Jalisco. And that can kind of inform friends and relatives who might have some concerns about traveling to various locations and whatnot. But again, that's all information that is online. It's updated regularly and is just a great resource for our American citizens and their family members coming down to visit.
Matt, would you once again give out the name of the traveler's information?
Sure, the STEP program.
STEP program.
Yeah, the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program, and that can be accessed via travel.state.gov. And again, it takes a couple of minutes. You need your passport number and an email and phone number if you'd like to provide it. And then again, you're going to get information sent to you automatically via email on any number of issues, whether it's voter registration for the upcoming year or security issues about a hurricane or weather or anything like that. Anything that we want to pass out to the American citizen community here in Mexico, we use via that mechanism as well.
Touched on voter registration and things like that. I want to talk more about that here in just a second, but we're going to have to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Let's have a little talk at the Good Morning Wake-Up Show. You are listening to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show. Again, we're going to continue our conversation with two, maybe four, members of the United States government that work in the consulate in Guadalajara. And also we have a couple of ladies here from Juarez that we're going to talk about a very special program that they only do in Juarez. Matt, I'm going to let you continue. I'm sorry we had to take a break, but I'm going to let you continue with what you were talking about. If you have anything else.
No, I mean, we can talk a little bit. You had mentioned voter registration. Obviously, we have an election year coming up. We do quite a bit of outreach in the community, but just because you are living overseas does not mean you don't have the right to vote. We definitely want every U.S. citizen to vote, regardless of political affiliation or whatnot. And the opportunity is there. But getting in contact early with a consulate or the embassy to get information is always important. And again, so referencing our webpage, mx.usembassy.gov, and finding the appropriate consulate, likely if you're living in Puerto Vallarta, it's going to be Guadalajara. But that's one mechanism to ensure that you're informed on when you need to do certain activities and how to do those.
Well, we're very, very fortunate here in Puerto Vallarta to have a group called Democrats Abroad. And they come on my show about every 6 months and talk about voter registration. Of course, we had the big election several years ago. We had the midterms, and we're coming up in 2020. Before you know it, it'll be here. And they talk about how to vote. They don't talk about who to vote for, but they talk about, say you're from Texas, say you're from Chicago, Illinois. You have to be registered in that particular state that you moved here from. You may be visiting down here during November when it's time to vote and you need an absentee ballot. Or you may be military or government employee and you have to know that. So I'm very, very blessed, and we'll have the Democrats Abroad on our show here closer to the election time. Probably since it's going to be November 2020, I think the next big election. But there are other state issues that come up, local, county, that you need to keep in touch with. And you can always contact the Democrats Abroad here. They're a great, great group. We will be talking about that probably soon after the first of the year, because in some of these states you have to register way in advance.
And the primary starts as early as February. And
sure.
So you're right that voting abroad is not, it's a state-by-state process. You vote in the state where you last lived. So what's important for people to know is that they can't show up at the consulate or the consular agency on November 3rd, 2020, hoping to vote. They need to have registered in their state in advance, requested their absentee ballot. Every state is different. There's a lot of resources on the consulate website and from private groups that can help people navigate that, particularly first-time younger voters who are really figuring it out for the first time.
So thanks. Well, I'm 65, and I voted for Jimmy Carter for president the first time, and I'm still figuring out the process. We mentioned the STEP program, and Matt said some great things that they talk about the weather, things that are happening. But one thing that he did mention is travel warnings. At times in Mexico, and a lot of us live here, but we love to go to other parts of Mexico, Oaxaca, Chiapas, Mérida, wherever it might be. They also have warnings if the government puts out an official travel warning. It comes through that STEP program, doesn't it, Matt?
When it's updated,
you get a notice.
Typically, we'll provide an update that it has been updated. But our travel policies are updated annually, and so I believe it's we should be having a new one coming out fairly soon in the next quarter. But again, yeah, we'll send information. But again, you can always find those on travel.state.gov at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's a comprehensive discussion about every state and every consideration to really have. Yeah, it's a really good resource.
Things on there about not where to go in the United States, do you? Because there's some places there I've been, I'm kind of scared to go back.
Well, I don't recommend the state of Michigan, but that's just a personal bias. So.
You know, Donald Trump, our president, said something very, very truthful during the primaries last year, or 3 years ago. He said that, you mentioned Michigan, and here that's what brought it up. He said at one time, all the cars were made in Michigan, and you couldn't drink the water in Mexico. But now you can't drink the water in Michigan, and all the cars are made in Mexico. I don't know. That's, you know, he got that one right, pretty much. I did notice one at the office the other day. There isn't a picture of President Trump or Vice President Pence in our consulate.
In our consulate agency.
Is there a reason for that?
There is not. There is a mail delay getting those pictures to the agency. But our consulate agent here pointed that out to me this week, so we'll get her the current pictures.
I've been pointing that every time I go there, which is about once a month.
Yeah. It took a while to get them even in the consulates.
Isn't that right?
This time.
I've been trying to also get a flag that flew over the United States Capitol and or the consulate in Guadalajara, so if you can help me out with that, that'd be like to fly it proudly in my house. I lived in Hawaii for a while, and I fly a flag of Hawaii. 99% of the people have no idea what that is, because they have the British Jack on it. They're like, what in the world? Where's he from? I mentioned earlier that there were a couple of young ladies here from the city of Juarez, and you all do something there for the United States government that is not done anywhere else, correct?
Exactly.
Would you explain that to us?
Sure, of course. The U.S. Consulate General in Ciudad Juarez is the only operating consulate for immigrant visas. So basically, if you are a U.S. citizen or an LPR, a permanent resident, you can petition for your spouse, your children, siblings, and it's also, if you want to petition for, let's say you met someone here and you want to petition for your fiance, you can also do that. So basically, it starts with a petition. You have to go to uscis.gov. You submit the petition that you're interested in. And after it's approved, it goes to the National Visa Center. And the last step, it will be the interview at the consulate in Ciudad Juarez.
Okay. And they can go online. Is there a website that they can go and look at and find out all that information and fill out the forms prior?
Exactly. So the first website would be uscis.gov.
Will you slow down and say
sure.
that again, please?
Sure. Yes. It's uscis.gov, G-O-V. And you're a U.S. citizen and you're petitioning for your spouse. The form would be petition I-130. That is a petition you have to fill in. And then you send it to the email address. It provides you there. And after it is approved, your case will be sent to the National Visa Center. And for information regarding documents and all the paperwork you will need, you can go. You can also go to the same website, travel.state.gov, and it will give you all the immigration process before your case is sent to the consulate for an interview.
Okay. Thank you very much for that information.
Thank you.
Liz, Matt, I'd like to mention one other thing. We've been talking a lot of things about individuals, people. You also, in the consulate in Guadalajara, help people that are here wanting to start companies, or if they're an American-based company working here, you can help them with different situations also, correct?
That's correct. The Foreign Commercial Service has an office in Guadalajara, as well as many of the consulates, and their goal is to help U.S. businesses to operate in Mexico. They take a lot of Mexican businesses to U.S. trade shows to help them look at exports that they could bring to the United States and that.
Okay.
So it's the Foreign Commercial Service that
All right.
provides that service.
Matt, Liz, is there anything else you want to mention that I haven't asked you about that you want the audience to know?
Just one other thing, mentioning, you know, the immigrant visa. Obviously, you're not required to file for an immigrant visa for your Mexican spouse or Mexican children. However, just be aware, as a U.S. citizen, you're free to travel back and forth to the United States, but there's no companion visa, right? So a Mexican national spouse would need to apply for, or a child would need to apply for a tourist visa to go back to the United States. And again, you know, just be aware that right now throughout Mexico, our wait times are very high. So if you're planning anything for, you know, the Christmas time period or what have you, like, be sure to get your request for an appointment in as soon as possible.
I have a question. Earlier this week at the convention center, we had 90 universities from around the world here for a big college fair. There are a lot of students that are junior, senior in high schools here, the different high schools. And we had about 25 universities from Mexico, ranging from technical universities to the University of Guadalajara to Mexican University. We also had about 35 from the United States, some from Canada, some from Europe. We even had one from Saudi Arabia. If a student decides, after talking this week to some of the different counselors that were here from the University of the United States, they want to go to the United States for a four-year degree or to get their master's, can the consulate in Guadalajara or here in Puerto Vallarta help students get special visas? They may be a student that will be permitted to go to, let's say, Harvard or the University of Texas, but they've never been to the United States. They don't have a United States visa. What kind of visa do they have to go study there? I know my wife goes up, she's a Mexican citizen, she goes up on a tourist visa, can only stay 90 days. Well, if you're a student going to a major college or minor college in the United States, you have to be there more than 90 days. You know, college is expensive these days, and it's hard to go back and forth every 90 days. Is there special visas for students?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know there are for fiancés, but for visas?
Yeah, we've got a visa for everything.
Okay.
So any Mexican national students looking to go to the United States should apply for an F visa, as in F as in Frank, and they'll need to be in contact with their universities, be accepted to school. Work with a program called SEVIS to get an I-20 that will be part of the whole process for them to go to the United States. And then once they have their visa, it's a duration of stay visa, so they wouldn't have to come back every 90 days. They could stay for a couple of years if need be, but when they come back, they would reapply again. But yeah, we have a well-documented and very efficient process to get lots of international students into the United States.
Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, do you all help with questions on there, or should we go to the regular gov website and try and find out our information on those? I just now turned 65 and I'm now legal for Medicaid, and I did get a letter. I've been on Social Security for a while. So
we are lucky that in Guadalajara we do have the Federal Benefits Unit, which is the Social Security agency. They do appointments, people can come in person if they need, can do services on the phone, and they can help people to understand their Social Security benefits, to get Social Security numbers and cards. They do actually travel a lot and do a lot of outreach programs for people needing Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
What's important to know about Medicare and Medicaid is that they do not offer any coverage outside of the United States. So if you have Medicare in the States, you're traveling here or residing here, Mexican health care is excellent and can be less costly than in the United States. But Medicare is not going to cover any of those expenses. So we really recommend people have private insurance, travel insurance, or some kind of plan for any unexpected medical needs in Mexico.
Or just don't get sick.
Just don't get sick.
That's what
I do. I talked about all the services the consulate does do. I did not talk about the things we don't do.
Mm-hmm.
One of them
do
is
that,
we,
please, because there are some things that you don't do.
One of the most important ones is we don't pay hospital bills. And if you are surprised by finding yourself hospitalized, you got the flu, you got hit by a bus, we're going to ask you to work out a payment plan with that hospital. The consulate won't be able to assist with your emergency medical needs.
You talk about medical. One thing that does happen here, sometimes American citizens pass away.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly once told me on the show that we had a very, very good funeral home here that is very traditional, like we would know of in the United States. And I said, yes, I'd heard about that people were dying to get in there. But if a body does die, the government can help get that back through customs and immigration, I guess?
Yeah, sure. I mean, God forbid, if someone, an American citizen, dies abroad, we can help with two main things. One is the repatriation of remains. Your family wants to bring your body back for burial in the United States, for a funeral in the U.S. We help with the paperwork for customs. But where it starts is with a good funeral home. And you want, the consulate can recommend a funeral home that's experienced in this. We can't tell you which business to use, but for something that's important, you want to pick a funeral home that knows what they're doing in terms of preparing your loved one for a repatriation on an international flight. We also offer or issue what's called a consular report of death abroad. And whether your loved one is buried here in Mexico or in the United States, cremated, whatever you choose, that's the document that acts like a U.S. death certificate for to do anything that you need to do in the United States. Settle estate matters, sell cars, close bank accounts. So if someone does die here, we would help you with that process.
Okay. We're going to take another break. We're going to come right back with the third half of this conversation and close out a couple of things. We'll be right back.
The Good Morning Wake-Up Show will be back in a few minutes. You are listening to the Good Morning Wake-Up Show.
Welcome back, everybody. As I mentioned before the break, we're going to close out this interview. I just wanted to give Matt and Liz an opportunity to once again touch on anything that I haven't. And more importantly, I think, give out the contact information again so we know how to get a hold of the consulate either here and or in Guadalajara or the city of Juarez. If you don't mind giving that out, and anything else that I haven't spoke about or that you want to, that might have come up to mind while we were talking.
Absolutely. I think the best resource for me personally is mx.usembassy.gov, and then search by the consulate or embassy closest to you. And specifically, once you pull that up, say you chose Guadalajara, it will allow you to search for really a myriad of topics. You can choose visas, U.S. citizen services, and whatnot. But that's going to give you the contact information, a one-stop shopping where you're going to get phone numbers and email addresses and all of that stuff. So I think that's really important. The only other thing that I would add is just to consider, you know, we're very fortunate that we have an outstanding team that works in Consulate General of Guadalajara. But we are vastly outnumbered by U.S. citizens. So our main role is to provide information and help people get in contact with loved ones when bad things happen. But just reminding everyone to please keep in touch with their families, let them know when they're traveling, where they're traveling, how to get in touch with them. So when bad things happen, that enables us to act quicker and to provide assistance much faster.
Tell everybody where the consulate is in Guadalajara, because it's not the littlest town in Mexico.
Sure, yeah. Our consular agency in Puerto Vallarta is actually located in Nuevo Vallarta on the Nayarit side. It is in Paradise Plaza. So the best thing you can do is look on the website, but I'll tell you the address now if you want to just hear it. It's Paseo de los Cocoteros, number 85. But again, I came yesterday. I went there for the first time. I told the taxi driver Paradise Plaza. He knew exactly where it was and even knew
It's on the street
shop.
That's 100 yards in from the ocean. It runs in Nuevo Vallarta, and it's the Hard Rock Hotel is there in Paradise Village. And how about Guadalajara? That's one I'm really interested in, because I've been there about 5 times, and I never know how to get there. The best way to do it is get an Uber. You drive somewhere in the general vicinity. Here we have one landmark, Costco. Every American knows where Costco is. So if I need to tell somebody how to go somewhere, you say, from Costco, go here, here. Well, I used to say Walmart, and I found out there's three Walmarts. And then I had one bombado tell me that people call in with fires and emergencies. They say, where are you at? Well, I'm across from OXXO. Well, there's 300 OXXOs here in the Bay Banderas area, and I believe it or not, there's 10,000 OXXOs in the Guadalajara area.
Really?
So you can't say it's some block from OXXO.
Yeah, we have at least three OXXOs on the same block as the consulate in Guadalajara.
The Costco here is the one and only, or Home Depot. Everybody knows where those two places are. In Guadalajara, the consulate is in?
It's located at Progreso 175.
Okay.
The neighborhood is called Americana, Colonia Americana. But again, most of the services we offer are not walk-in, so you really should look at the website, make an appointment in advance, make sure you know where you're going.
And when you go to the website, it shows a map of where it is.
It'll tell you exactly where to go. Yeah. We have a different door for visas and U.S. citizens, and your appointment information will tell you where to go for that.
Well, I did learn with my wife, when she went to get her visa renewed, she had to go to another building blocks away from the consulate. We went to the consulate, and they said, well, you're not in the right place.
Right, so we do have, we want to talk about the CAS.
Yeah, so we have what's called the CAS, and it's our biometric collection facility that is five blocks away from the consulate, as you said. Typically, that is for our visa applicants, and what will happen is when you're making your visa appointment, you make an appointment to collect your biometrics, your fingerprints, and your photo, which is done in that facility, and then the next day, typically, you have your visa interview. So there's two separate interviews, but they're all within five blocks away.
Well, I've been through the experience with my wife's visa in the last 6 months, and it was very painless, very helpful. The people are very, very helpful. It does take a little bit of time to be over there. Don't get scared because you'll see 500 people there because the lines move very rapidly. They really do. So once again, I want to say thank you very, very much to everybody for taking time to be on the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Anything else in closing?
My biggest message would be just plan ahead, whether it's for your passport expiring, for moving back to the U.S. and taking a spouse with you, for hurricane season and voting next year. The earlier you can start thinking about these things and planning for them, the better.
That's just a good general life lesson, right?
That is.
Matt, Liz, thank you very much. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate the young lady from Juarez.
Thank you.
That's an interesting city, Juarez.
It's a fun city. It's border, and also very positive and good things going on.
Yeah, some great golf courses.
Yes.
Believe it or not.
As well.
Well, again, I'm going to say thank you very much to all the people from the United States Consulate in Guadalajara and in Juarez that came over to be on the show this morning. We appreciate it very much. If in the future something else comes up, please don't hesitate to contact me, and we'll get your voice on the radio, okay?
Mike, thanks for helping us get all this information out.
You're very welcome. We just touched the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more. If you have questions about anything relating United States government, please contact the consulate in Puerto Vallarta and or Guadalajara. As Liz mentioned, there are a lot of things they do. There are some things they don't do. So be sure you ask the question. That's the only way you're going to find out if they do it or not. We're going to take another break. We'll be back with more of the show in just a couple minutes. But again, I want to say a very, very special thank you to the folks from the United States government for coming over and helping us out today. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Well, we've been playing some Phil Collins this morning. That's for some of my friends down at Steve's Sports Bar. Hey, that's a great place to go hang out if you're an American and you want to go down and have some great food. And especially if you're a vet, that's kind of where the American Legion meets from time to time. The great restaurant down on in Old Town. I don't know the name of the street exactly because I'm not very good with any of the streets here. I've always had really, really good, what we call, photogenographic. It's basically cognitive mapping. I can go somewhere one time to a city and then go back 10 years later and know exactly where the streets are. I don't know the names of them, but say I go to Rome and I need to go to the Vatican. I know where to go. I remember when I was in, my working days, I would travel a lot and I'd go to a city like Denver. I'd, you know, maybe never been there, but if once I go to some place, I know where it's at. So anyway, Steve's is a great, great place and, have a lot of fun down there. Also, I want to say shout out to John Murphy with Murphy's Irish Pub down on the Malecone. I was down there earlier this week and they had some great, great music and they're having 10 cent wings or 10 peso wings, I guess is what you'd call them, chicken wings. And they're really, really good. Hey, I want to say thank you again to the people from the United States Consulate that came over and gave their time to inform some of the people that listen to the show about what all happens over at the consulate here and over in Guadalajara. Appreciate the information. Also, once again, I want to remind everybody, if you're coming over here to the campus today for the dog and cat neutering program or the vets to look at your pets, it is canceled due to celebration of the university's birthday. So, anyway, don't bring your cat and dog. We'll reschedule that, and we'll announce it on the show sometime in the future. I mentioned earlier that Day of the Dead is coming up. I think it's officially November 1st or 2nd, but you know Puerto Vallarta, the Bay of Banderas, we start things early and extend them late. So I think the 25th is when all the decorations and everything are going to start showing up around town on the Malecone. They're going to have unbelievable big quinceañeras. They're going to have the parades. I know they're having a big, big thing on Friday, the 1st of November in Bucerías. And be sure to get out and enjoy it. If it's your first time to Puerto Vallarta, the Bay of Banderas, or to Mexico, and you don't know much about the Day of the Dead, please go out, join the celebrations, eat the special cakes and the foods that they have. You know, next week I think on the show I'm going to have one of the doctors of culture and, I don't know, Mexican history on the show and have them talk about the real meaning of the Day of the Dead here in Mexico. It's a very, very special event where we honor the ones that have passed before us. So anyway, I'm going to do that. So listen in next week. Again, we're out of time. I want to say thank you to Jonathan for helping out today. I want to say thank you to you all for listening in. I'm getting ready to go home. And at 11 o'clock, the University of Oklahoma, where I'm from, is playing the University of Texas. It's called the Red River Rivalry. It's always a great, great game. So if you're not doing it at 11, turn on your TV and watch the University of Oklahoma and Texas Longhorns battle it out. Boomer Sooner. We'll be back next week with more of the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
104.3 FM University Radio Network has brought you the Good Morning Wake Up Show. Be sure to tune in and listen next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hasta la vista.